Neither sexy. You know what this is. It's time for Naughty Gets It at Night, that monthly show where you ask me naughty questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many naughty questions, so let's just jump right into it, shall we? The first question I have is from Anonymous. Anonymous asks, "Hey, I hope you're doing amazing." I am doing amazing. I'm exhausted, but I am doing amazing. I have a would you rather question for you. Would you rather see boobs jiggling in missionary or ass jiggling in doggy? Thank you very much. Fuck. And so we begin. That's so hard. I mean, so here's the pro on missionary. I can see your face. And like that, I think, I know you didn't include it, but I can see your face in it. So it's like boobs and face. And that's the extra bit that's actually really nice. And I can kiss you, and like, it's just like, because in doggy, I have to turn your head back, and like, you're like half turning back. And yeah. And in theory, in missionary, I can just put your legs up against my chest and then get ass jiggling and boobs jiggling and face. So like, I feel like missionary is just the winning position here. I just think there's more versatility for what I can see, you know, like perspective wise. Yeah. I mean, a close second is riding me, because then I see like all of you too, which is also really nice. I mean, yeah, there's a real appeal to ass. Fuck. Yeah, there's a real appeal to ass jiggling. I'm going to say boob jiggling in missionary. It's hard. It's a hard question. I feel like there's going to be a boob and ass question somewhere on this list, because there always is. Yeah, we're going to go with boobs jiggling in missionary. But for like all the other reasons too, because there's so much more. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Yeah, I just want to see as much as possible. So I'm going to say boob jiggling missionary. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Thank you for starting us off with a very hard question. Let's see. Emma L. asks, "Do you have anything specific that turns you on? Like, most people say lingerie or something like that, but I never hear any odd ones." Okay, well, this might not, I don't think this is an odd one, but like, if you whisper something into my ear, like you bring your lips up to my ear and like press it against my ear and whisper something, and then either kiss, bite, or nibble, that will do something to me. That'll always fucking do something to me. That's always so fucking hot. Yeah. Oh, sitting in my lap facing me is always a good, like, if you sit in my lap, like, straddle me, you can be fully clothed. That's always going to do something to me. Like, yeah, face to face. Oh my God. Yeah. Put your arms around me. Fuck. Like, that's, that'll always do something to me. Yeah, those are like, ooh, pulling me by my tie is also a big one. Yeah, if you pull me by my tie somewhere, yeah, if you pull me by my tie, I will probably, pull me by my tie or like pull me by my dick, that those are both, I mean, that's like pulling me by my dick at that point, like basically naked at that point. So yeah, we're probably past the point we're just turned on. But yeah, being led by my dick or being led by a tie is also is really fucking hot. I think both those would be pretty high on my list. Yeah, so any of those would be, I don't know if any of them are odd enough for you, Emma, but I mean, I think those are the ones that immediately come to mind for me. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Emma L. I really, really, really appreciate it. All right, let's see. Anonymous asks, "In advance, I'm so sorry. I'm about 25 in 2 weeks, and I can't help but feel a little weird that I've actually not ever had sex with a man. It's not like I haven't had opportunity either. I'm such a contradiction. I'm a mega flirt, and I love the game, the banter, and the tension. I'm happily entertaining the flirting and the fooling around a bit, but the second it gets to sex, or even it's my turn, my brain just absolutely goes, it's not it. Which makes no sense, because I literally get off on pleasuring other people. But when the attention's on me, I suddenly forget how to function and get completely in my head. And I know a lot of it comes from past trauma, and I hate that it still has so much control over me, even when I don't realize it. And it's not like I'm saving myself for marriage or anything. I've always been a super love yourself, sex positive person in the sense of exploring yourself and getting to know our bodies and figuring out what we like. I just wish I could bring out the same confidence in the next step with someone else. Anyway, I guess I've been a little self-conscious lately, and I swear I don't know how to tell a short story. Anyway, I was wondering if you had any advice, like how do I stop getting in my own head and how do I have a conversation without making it weird or scaring someone away? Because as of today, the only thing that's been inside of me is my damn vibrator, and she's been carrying this team way too long. Anyway, sweet dreams. I completely understand. Like, I understand you so much. Yes, I felt the same way. It's so funny. I feel like I've told this story, but fuck if I know what stories I've told and haven't told at this point. But yeah, I remember I used to fucking hate getting blowjobs. I used to be so in my head about getting head because, I don't know, like in the same way that you feel like you feel the best when you are performing the pleasure, but then when you are just the sole recipient of the pleasure with nothing external or else, you're like in, like you're nervous, like that you now have to perform or do something to like, I don't know, like, yeah, I don't know. I remember, like, I was always so anxious when I was getting head because I was like, oh shit, I would always think like, oh, she doesn't want to be down there, like I need to come so like I can validate the work she's putting in. Like there was like, it was so internalized, like all these thoughts and like anxieties and be like, oh my God, I don't know, just a million thoughts. And none of those things were helping me do the thing that I need to do, which is stay in the moment, be present and be like a participant in this. And that like rationalize that being like someone giving pleasure the same way I enjoy giving pleasure, other people feel the same way too. And like realizing and recognizing that, like, you know, she's down there because she wants to be in the same way that I'm down there because I want to be, and that like there is no pressure or rush or, you know, I think that was part of it for me. But I think there's like another component that, like, I don't know, I felt like, you know, sexually my job was like, my job is to be good in bed, and like I'm the one who gives pleasure, and like that's my role. And like anything outside of that role felt alien. And I think that was a lot of things that I had to work through too. Was like that idea that, like, I don't know, it's equal contribution. But no, I totally get what you mean, where this idea that like the second you're the center of attention, you're just like, oh God, you feel spotlighted. You feel like, ah, it's all on me. And you feel like really nervous because you feel like you have to perform. And I think the thing I would tell you, it's the thing that I tell myself, is that you don't have to perform. You know, like you being there, you being present, you being just there is enough. It's more than just enough. It's everything. And that, like, you need to be okay in that and just be like, just know, like, unequivocally that you're like enough in that moment, you know, which I think is, at least for me, I think that's where the trauma is, like where I was like anxious, was like this idea that like, oh, if I'm not performing pleasure, then I'm not enough, you know. And I think, like, at least in those moments, telling myself that, yeah, no, you're enough. Like, you as you are right now, being present, like, that is all they want. And, like, they want that. And so you should be able to sit in that and be okay with it, which is way easier said than done. But it I think it's, like, at least for me and my journey with it, helped me come a long way. But it's like it's not an easy thing. And I think the thing that'll help you the most is finding that right person who you can talk to, like honestly on the level, who you can be intimate with. Cause I think that's like the secret sauce that like makes everything better. I think like I was really lucky to have like a partner, at the time where I was like, you know, here are my anxieties, here are my, you know, like the inner thoughts and the inner parts of me that I'm like scared to show and like talk about. And like, we talked about it, and like, I don't know, there's healing there. It's just about finding someone to be a participant in that journey who's willing to listen and talk and engage. And like, but there's people out there, like the world has what, billions of people. There's someone out there who you can engage with and talk with and like work through this with. It's out there. But I think the biggest step is the internal one. It's the self-talk. It's in those moments when you feel the anxiety and the worry. It's like, what do you tell yourself, and what is your internal mind thinking? And it's about like really understanding those thoughts and just, you know, understand the other person, especially in your case too. I guarantee you the man you're with is enamored. He isn't, like, the thoughts you're thinking are not the thoughts he's thinking. He is into you. He is completely enraptured with you. Like that is his focus. So like if you remember that, and remember, like, I don't know, that you don't have to perform, and that sex is an exercise in being present, and sexuality is an exercise in being present, and all that kind of stuff, then maybe it'll help. I feel like I've been rambling. I hope that was a good answer. I hope I expressed myself. I feel like I answered the question. I always have doubt, but yeah, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. I love those kind of questions. So, I hope it helped. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, Anonymous asks, "Hey, Knight, I love listening to your audios. They awaken something in me every time I listen." Oh, that's really flattering. Thank you so much. My question for you is, what are your thoughts on CNC? What's so funny is I did not actually know the technical term for... I did not know, like, the term CNC before I started recording, which is crazy because, yeah, I'm... Like, I was new at a sleep play. I don't know. I'm a fan of it, but I think you need to have really clear sets of boundaries and consent involved. I mean, like, which is the case of, like, for anything, like, any kink or any, like, any kind of play or dynamic stuff, like, consent and boundaries and all that stuff is like, critical. But, yeah, especially in sleep play, I think it is super critical. I think you should have established safe words and, like clothing parameters. I think that's the best way, like a red, yellow, green light system for clothes, for, like, if you're, I think the best one is, like, underwear. That was a system I really liked. Which meant, like, if it was a certain color underwear that was, like, I think it was yellow, and if it was no underwear at all, that meant green, and then if it was a certain underwear, that meant red. And that was, like, the way that we would determine whether or not, like, sleep play was on the table. And then for me, it was like, it was always on the table. It didn't, I was like, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing, what the fuck's going on. Like, I'm, if I'm asleep and you want to wake me up by having sex with me, I am always consenting. I don't know. I'm a fan. I think it's, as long as there's consent and everyone is, like, everyone's communicating and everything's on the level, then I think it can be fun and hot and a wonderful thing. But I think it's really important to set the ground rules from the beginning. I think that's the most important part. Like, once you have the ground rules, like, set up and you've talked it through and all that kind of stuff, then I think it's great. But I think it's really important to set up, like, the baseline. I'm a fan. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Oh, there it is. Anonymous asks, "Hey, Kay, I feel like it's been a while since you've answered this question on How to Get to the Night, so this is the time I'm asking it again. The age-old tits or ass? I know your response changes every time." Has it changed every time? I want to know what the back and forth has been. Like, what's my spread on on tits versus ass? I feel like it's going to be ass every month. It feels like it almost is ass every month. I know the struggle is real. P.S. The attention in your recent audio is chef's kiss. Thank you so much. All right. Well, I'm glad you liked it. Let me think. This is a hard question. It feels like you're reaching into my soul. Like, genuinely, like, I know that feels like a bit of an exaggeration, but it is such a hard fucking question. Because my heart says both. Just both. Both is the answer. But I know that's not a satisfying answer. I feel like you want me to pick one or the other. You've given me a binary. And, you know, despite my love of a third option, there really isn't one. I mean, I guess pussy. Yeah, I just throw you off and I'll just say pussy. Pussy's the third option. Damn, I'm actually that's kind of brilliant. I'm shocked I didn't think about that before. You know what? Yeah, I'm throwing in my third option. I'm gonna say pussy. Yeah, there we go. We're going with the age old third option that no one saw coming. No, tits or ass, tits or ass. I don't fuck. I'm gonna say tits this time. I don't know what my answer was last time. I don't even know if I have a rationale, honestly. I'm just thinking in my head. Like, in my head, I'm just visualizing tits and ass, and my heart just says tits. Yeah, I don't know. It truly is an impossible question. Like, I know it sounds like I'm joking, but it's genuinely like a cruel question to ask. Cause like even as I say tits, my heart feels like that's like disingenuous. I feel like my heart's like, only when I answer does it go, no, you fool, pull the other way and go ass. But it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, you ask a hard question and I give you the best answer I have. Like, an answer to the best of my ability, honestly. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. All right, let's see. Anonymous asks, are you a full-grown bush man, a clean-shave man, or a trim bush man? I'm talking about pussy. Oh, okay. I'm talking about pussies, by the way, in case that wasn't clear. It wasn't. I thought you were talking about my bush. So... I mean, all of the above, really. I really don't have, like, I know that sounds crazy, but I really don't have a preference. My preference is what's your preference, you know? Because I know it's, like, there are girls who just love, like, they're like, I don't feel good unless my pussy's waxed. And then there's girls who are like, I fucking hate shaving. I fucking hate waxing. I just like my pussy hair grow. And, like, both are great. I don't know, like, a full bush is fucking hot as much as, like, a clean-shaven pussy is hot and a trim pussy, like, pussy is hot. Like, I don't know. I do love a trimmed pussy. Like, I do love, like, if you do a strip or a heart or do something, like, I don't know. If you're like doing a little design and having a little bit of fun with it, I think that's I'm always a fan. Yeah, I don't know. The strip is I am partial to the strip. The strip has been one of my favorites. I mean, selfishly for me, going down on a full bush is a lot harder than going down on no hair at all. And also, like, there's more of a joy of squirting with no bush, I guess, would be my only caveats against bush. But also, bush is fun to play with. Like outside the context of sex, like, like, brushing down on her bush is definitely, like, that is definitely tons of fun, and that cannot be understated in this question. So it's hard. I'm gonna go trimmed, because trimmed gives me the best of both worlds. I get a little bit of bush that I can play with, and I don't get a mouthful of hair when I go down on you, which is also great. I mean, I don't mind picking out hair, like, going down on you, but if I can avoid it, it is nice. It just makes my job a little bit easier. Like, so selfishly, I'm going to say trimmed. But would it stop me? No. Fuck no. Would if you could have, yeah, you could be completely unshaven, and I'm eating. I'm going to go to town. So it's not a preference that changes anything, but yeah, I'm going to say trimmed, just because then I get the best of both worlds. And, like, why not? That's the third choice. I'm going to take the third choice. Thank you for giving it to me. I really appreciate it, Anonymous. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Jay asks, not really a question, but I'm a virgin, and you make sex sound so comfortable and safe. I wish all men were like this. Any tips for not being scared my first time? My only piece of advice, well and truly, is partner selection. Like, genuinely... I know that sounds so stupid, and it is, like, but it is truly my best piece of advice. Like, be hyper-selective. You have the luxury of being hyper-selective. Like, you really do. Like, you, like, pick your partner. Like choose who you want this person to be, because it is a really formative sexual experience. So, like, just try to pick someone that, like, you feel like can, like, hold the space you need, you know? Because it is a really formative sexual experience, so... In my opinion, I think you should be selective for someone that you know can at least be what you need from it. You know what I mean? And I think that what that looks like changes quite a bit from person to person, but only you know what you need from that like experience, like whether you need someone who's going to be supportive after, or if you, maybe you don't, you want someone who you never want to see again. Like, you're just like, I just want to hook up with someone just so I can get it out of the way and then be like, oh, I lost my virginity, and then just like have it be a milestone and that be that. And if that's what you need, then that's what you need. But like, I would say be really reflective on what you need from a partner emotionally, at least what you think you need, because you may not know fully what you need until the moment's there. But I don't know. I think it's really important to be at least a little bit reflective about that before losing your virginity, or at least before deciding to be like, hey, I'm ready to have sex. Because it is both a huge thing and not a huge thing at the same time. And it is such a strange dichotomy. But I hear what you're saying about wishing men were safer. I wish the same thing too. I wish there was a very large pool of very healed men in the world for you to select between, because there's a very large shortcoming when it comes to the availability of those kind of men, at least right now, unfortunately, for so many reasons. But yeah, that would be my advice, Jay. I hope it's helpful. I hope it helps. I know it's not the easiest ask or the clearest one, but that's what I would advise. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I'm nervous even to ask this. Well, no, don't be nervous. Ask it. Anyway, I hope this isn't too intrusive. I don't think there's any such thing. You can ask me whatever, genuinely. Do you think sloppier blowjobs are better in any way, specifically? Do you like when your partner spits on it? Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Does it make it sexier to watch or better in terms of how it feels? Or do you think it's too much? Thanks in advance if you answer this question. I am going to answer it. I'm going to answer it right now. Do I think they're better? Okay. I'm going to say yes. Let me start with the parts that are really easy. The spit on it? Yes. Spit on it? Super fucking hot. And I also think it's good because you gotta lubricate a dick. Like, a dick has to be wet. So spitting on it makes it wet, so I'm all for it. Spit on it, of course. Does it make it sexier to watch? Yeah, I think it does. But for me, I don't know. I think sloppy is just, I think what's sexy about a sloppy boat, like blowjob or like being sloppy, is like it's voracious. It's like careless and like you're overcome. Like, there's just something, it's like about, like, when I'm going down, like the feralness in which I go down on you, I like, if you're doing that equivalent in giving a blowjob, I think it's just hot, because it's like this uncontained desire that's just like bleeding out of you, and I think that's what's hot, you know? So it's not necessarily the sloppiness of it, but it's just like the, like, fuck, I can't, oh my God, I can't wait, or I need this. And it's just like the wanting and the desire and like the hunger and like how pent, like, I don't know, there's just something like about it that I think that's what's so hot about it. So it's not necessarily the sloppiness of it. It's just the, like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's because it makes you feel desire. It makes you feel wanted. It's just like, you know, it's just like, I need this so badly. And there's something about that in like a sloppy blowjob. At least to me, at least that's my read on it. So yeah. Is it ever too much? I don't know. I don't think so. I think like there is something magical in being carried away in sex and being like carefree and like careless and just like, because it's so good, you just lose yourself. I think in my mind, that's what like really great sex is. It's just like losing yourself completely and just being like present and there and just like, ah. And in many ways, like a sloppy blowjob is like an expression of that. It's like one of the many expressions of that, but like, there's so many ways that can be expressed, and I think that's one of them. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Amelia Green asks, have you ever eaten ass? Yes. Yes, I have. Thank you so much for the question, Amelia Green. I feel like I've gotten that question before. I feel like I've answered it before. I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's no part of your body that I'm not going to have my fucking mouth, tongue, face all over. Like, I'm going to be all over you. I'm just like, there's no part of you that I don't want to be all over. You know, like that is what it means for me, at least, to be like into you. I'm like, I am into you, like all of you. I want you. I want all of you. Like, ugh, you know. So, yeah. Let's see. Anonymous asks, "Hey, handsome, do you like blowjobs or face ride better?" Thank you. Love you. between the two, I mean, ride my face mostly because. As much as I did talk about, you know, being present and whatever for, I still prefer giving pleasure. Like, unilaterally, if given the option between receiving and giving, I'm always going to want to give. I really do get off on getting her off is way more satisfying to me than me getting off, ultimately. Like, I don't know. Like, I can, if she came 100 times and I came 0 times, the satisfaction I got from making her come 100 times could never amount to any amount of orgasms I can get. Like, I don't know. Like, there's just something so satisfying about knowing that you were able to do that. And like, that for me is way more satisfying than coming. Like, coming is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say, I'm never going to say no to coming, but like, you know what I mean? So yeah, I ride my fucking face. So, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. What time is it? What time are we going? Oh, we still got time. All right. I can do a couple more. Let's see. Anonymous asks, "Is it heavy?" Yes. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. that's such a funny question. I mean, like, I think it is. Like, yeah. Yeah. Let me see. I mean, it's not like a 50-pound weight, but like, it's heavy. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Jess asks, "I have a thing about uncut dicks. I definitely prefer cut versus uncut, because I don't know how to handle an uncut dick. I feel like they're always soft. Any advice?" Thank you. Well, I got good news. Uncut dicks aren't always soft. You can, in fact, get them hard. I can see, I guess, how they would come across more intimidating, because it feels like there's more to work. Like, an uncut dick is just, what you see is what you're dealing with. Like, it's like what's on the tin. You know, but an uncut dick is like it's a package you're unwrapping. And in that sense, I think there's more to find if you unwrap the package. And like, that's the, I mean, it's a horrible metaphor. But like, yeah, I think the biggest thing that you're freaked out about is probably dealing with like foreskin and like being like, what do I do with this? And like, you're worried about hurting him. I'm just like going through, like, I'm trying to like think of the list of like all the things. Like, I think it's concerned about hurting him, and like, what do I do about this foreskin, and like, how does it work? It works exactly the same. I think the edge you also have is that like, with like an uncut dude, you could just jerk him off over the foreskin. Whereas with like a cut dude, I feel like you're gonna, like, you have to spit on your hand. There's like all this lubrication that you have to like deal with, I feel like. And like, yeah, I don't know. I would say, like, you can well and truly treat it the same. Like, just like, if you put an uncut dick in your mouth, it's gonna get hard. And as soon as it gets hard, it's gonna basically be the same as a cut dick, like, from a functional point of view, because like, the part that's covering will basically no longer be there. Like, it just won't be able to be there. It'll pull back in a way, because it'll get like hard. And I think there's like pros. Like, uncut dicks are gonna be way more sensitive on the whole, just because they're not getting overexposed, because you kind of need foreskin. Like, foreskin's like really important. It protects the dick. So like, dicks without it are going to be way less sensitive than dicks that are covered, typically. Like, I mean, this isn't unilateral or like across, like, but it's like, more often than not, like, that's the case. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's anything to be afraid of. Like, treat it the same, and you'll find yourself being like, oh yeah, it's the same. It's the same beast. It just looks a little different, and that's all it is. I hope that helps. I really appreciate the question, Jess. It really isn't as scary as it looks, is my takeaway. And I guarantee you, you'll find that out very quickly if you ever encounter one in the wild. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Jess. Let's see. Do I have time for one more? I think I have time for like two more. All right, let's see. Anonymous asks, do you like sexting? Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really appreciate it. I don't know. Is there anything else to say about that? I mean, I don't know. I think sexting's great. Whether that's just text sexting or voice notes or image sexting, I don't know. It's great. Is it as good as the real thing? No, obviously not. Like, but in lieu of it, if it's not accessible and all you have is sexting with your partner, sexting isn't bad. I'll never say no. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what's hotter, someone being really vocal or trying desperately to stay quiet? Ooh, I should have saved that for the last question. We might actually, you know what? Let's pause that one. We'll circle back. Let me do one more and then we'll circle back, because that actually gave me an idea. Mina313 asks, how do you feel about being tied up and blindfolded during spicy time? Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Love the work. Please keep it up. Oh, thank you, Mina. How do I feel about it? I'm fine with it. The thing is, you can tie me up. You can tie me up and you can blindfold me. Will I allow the, like, will I not try to get out? Of course not. I'm gonna try to get out. Like, there's no world that I'm gonna be tied up where I'm not gonna be making a meaningful attempt to get untied. Like, your responsibility is to make sure that I stay tied. I'm not gonna facilitate that. I'm not gonna just, like, allow. Like, if it's a bad knot, I'm slipping out of it. If I can undo the knot with my hands, I'm gonna do it. Like, yeah, like, I'm getting out of it. I don't know. It's so much fun being tied up and then surprising someone with your hands when they didn't expect it. When they think you're bound and you're actually not. So I don't know. Yes, you can tie me up, but just know that I'm more often gonna get out. Yeah, specifically if you tie me up behind my back. If you give me you gotta probably your best bet to keep me tied is probably handcuffs. But even then, I could maybe get out. It depends on what kind of handcuffs. Yeah, most of the time I'm gonna play escape artist, because I'm like, why not? I'm like, it. You have to give me a very good reason to not try to get out. But if you can give me that reason, I'll stay bound. But you either have to do a really good job binding me up, or like, give me a good reason or do a good job. It's one or the other. But if you don't give me either, I'm gonna get out, and then you're gonna find my hands. But yeah, thank you so much for the question, Mina. I really, really, really appreciate it. Now, let's get back to that. What was the question again? What was hotter, someone being really vocal or trying desperately to stay quiet? See, that's hard. I mean, I'm pretty biased, so I'm going to probably say I prefer someone being vocal. I think being vocal is hotter. I think, like, I don't know. I think being expressive and, like, I don't know, just talking and, like, moaning and, like, heavy breathing, I don't know, like, all that's really hot. But I guess, like, stifling it too is also equally hot. But it's hard, because I feel like stifling it, I feel like I'm missing out. Like, it is hot to, like, have to put my hand over your mouth to be like, shh, we can't be quiet. Like, we gotta be quiet, we can't be loud here. But then at the same time, I am losing out. Like, I'm missing on, like, what you're saying, or, like, I don't know. I do like the sounds. I love, like, yeah, if I could choose between having to keep you quiet or letting you be as loud as humanly possible, I want you to be as loud as humanly possible. Like, scream, yell, shout, like, oh, I don't know. I just love, yeah, I think hearing it's way better, because it's just so much fucking hotter to hear it than it is to just hear, like, oh, you know, it's not, like, I'm tired, you know, it's not, versus, like, I don't know, because, like, I don't know which one I like. I guess that's a question for you. For me, I think it's being vocal. I think being vocal is hotter. But I think there is obviously something to be said about, like, muffling someone's, like, voice and, like, taking away, like, their ability to talk. Because if you have it, like, muffled like this, and they're, like, saying, like, fuck, this feels so good. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck, I haven't come in so long. Oh, fuck. Versus, like, I was just hearing them talk. Because you can, like, hear everything. I feel like covering their mouth takes away from it. Just a little bit. Especially when they're, like, pent up. Because you can hear so many, like, little things. Especially when it's been a while. It's definitely been a while. Oh, it's been so fucking long. Oh, fuck. Oh. So I guess the question for you is, what do you prefer? It being vocal? Or it being... Oh, no. Oh, I'm having to keep quiet. Oh, my God, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, fuck, I'm gonna go. Oh, my God. Fuck, right there. Oh, fuck. It was way too long for me to have any patience. That's what a week away will do to me. Anyway, if you have any naughty questions you'd like to ask me, there should be a link below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. Anyway, I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your night. I'll talk to you later, okay, sexy? Bye now.